Text numero 28. Could cannabis be classified as a medicine? The Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, proposed rules earlier this year that would officially give cannabis status as a medication rather than an illegal narcotic. Under the new rules, cannabis would be reclassified as a Schedule 3 drug, meaning that any cannabis-based medication would probably require the Federal Drug Administration, FDA, approval and a doctor's prescription. This will mean it would still be more regulated than alcohol and tobacco, even though it is safer by every metric, says Peter Grinspoon, a Harvard Medical School instructor, author of the book Seeing Through the Smoke. However, this important change would be emblematic because, Grinspoon adds, the US government is once again admitting that cannabis is a medicine, even though it's currently very difficult to get permission from the federal government to do research on the actual plant. So rescheduling it as a medicine could make it easier to study the potential of medical cannabis by easing stigma as well as legal restrictions. Cannabis isn't magically different from everything else, he also says. However, it's less harmful than opiates, but it still has harms, and if you use it, you should know these possible harms. Cannabis is quite good at alleviating symptoms. We already know, for example, that it helps with chemotherapy-induced nausea and vomiting. We also know that it helps with pain. What I'm quite interested to know now is whether cannabis can help modify the course of diseases, like in the test tubes, where it's very good at killing cancer cells. But it hasn't been shown to cure cancer in humans yet, just in test tubes. Professor Grant, a psychiatrist and director of the Center for Medical Cannabis Research at the University of California, San Diego, thinks the drug could be especially useful for certain conditions that resist existing treatments. Neuropathic pain continues to be an important direction, says Grant. It's associated with many conditions, including HIV infection, multiple sclerosis, and spinal injuries. This pain is difficult to treat and really impairs quality of life. If you can't sleep at night because of this condition and the medicines you're taking are not very helpful, that's real bad. Professor Marco, author of the book Cannabis Innovations on Cannabis and Hemp Regulation, says that in order to get FDA approval, cannabis-derived drugs would probably need to be either synthetic or extensively refined. The existing FDA-approved medications on the market that are related to cannabis all contain a synthetic version of its main components. Rescheduling cannabis could allow researchers to study the full spectrum of all the compounds provided by the plant, since many of them have not yet been researched much but show promise. Adapted from The Guardian, July 2024.